This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. We continue today, inshallah, with the fifth lecture, lecture number five, from Fiqh al-Sawm. And today, بإذن الله تعالى, we want to dedicate or devote the day to a very important subject, which is Arkanu As-Sawm. نقول بإذن الله وبتوفيقه أن لكل عمل أركان وشروط وواجبات وسنن وآداب ومبطلات. For every deed that we do in our religion, there are conditions. والشرط, and normally the condition comes before the act. That is why they call it in English prerequisites. Prerequisites. And also the deed has pillars. وَالرُّكْنُ فِي مَاهِيَّةِ الشَّيْءِ. The pillar is part of the act. وَلَا يَصْلُحُ الْعَمَلُ بِغَيْرِهِ بِدُونِهِ. And the deed is invalid without الرُّكْن, without the pillar. Then comes in something that the scholars call wajibat, duties. And then comes in, and the duties sometimes, if you skip it out of forgetfulness or out of not knowing, the deed is still valid. ويجبر العمل, and like for example in the salah, the deed can be fixed بسجود السهو. For example, if you abandon or forget or unintentionally do not make or do not fulfill a wajib in the salah, for example, you could compensate this by sujood al-sahw. And there are recommended deeds that you should do. It will increase your reward. And of course, there are things that are permissible to do while you are doing the deed. And there are things that it's disliked to do. It's disliked to do while you are doing the deed. But the deed's still valid. You understand? This is so important for you to understand, to grasp the concept of الرُّكْن, الشَّرْط, الواجب. Because if you do the deed without the رُكْن, the deed is invalid. مَا يصح هذا العمل. But if you do a deed while missing maybe a recommended act, the deed still valid, but you lose on the reward. While doing something that is disliked, the deed still valid. Someone who comes to the masjid with a smoking smell, you ask, is his salah valid? Yes or no? Valid. But it is disliked to come like this. But his salah is valid because he has fulfilled what? The requirement according to the Sharia once it comes to the salah. So inshallah today, and we're planning to do tomorrow as well, Fiqh al-Sawm. Inshallah, we want to talk about the pillars, the things that invalidate your fasting, the things that you could do while you're fasting, but meanwhile your fasting is valid, the things that you should do because it is recommended, therefore your reward increases. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, I will try to cover this today and tomorrow, inshallah. First of all, we mentioned, we defined what is a rukn. Today we are talking about arkan as-sawm, the pillars of fasting. Ma huwa ar-rukn? Ar-ruknu juz'un min al-amal, is part of the deed. And the deed is invalid without it. If you do not fulfill the arkan, the pillars of the deed, then your deed is invalid. And you cannot do istikhara, I'm sorry, you cannot do sujood sahu, for example, in the salah, or you cannot, the deed is invalid, period. The deed is invalid. Once it comes to fasting, it's very easy and simple. We have two pillars. Two pillars. Pillar number one, an-niyyah, the intention. And the intention, ruknun fi kulli ibadah. It is a pillar, or at least a prerequisite in every act of worship. الجمهور على أنها شرط من شروط الصلاة النية. يعني the jurists, they say it's a prerequisite of the salah. But once it comes to the fasting, it's a rukn, it's a pillar. طيب, what is النية? What is the definition of النية? Linguistically, once we define something in our religion, we define it linguistically, its origin in the language, and we define it once it comes to its application. Once you apply it. That is why they call it the technical definition. Or الاصطلاح, التعريف في الاصطلاح. So what is the niyyah in the language? القصد. Which is what? Objective. You're having an objective behind doing the deed. القصد. تقول, you say, قصدت الشيء أي نويت الشيء قصدته I had the objective of doing this deed, that means I intended to do it. طيب, the technical definition of the intention, listen carefully to this, عزم القلب على فعل الأمر, resolving in the heart to do an act. العزم. عزم القلب على فعل الأمر. And يعني subhanAllah, this definition right away takes away the tongue out of the process. When we tell brothers and sisters that it is a bid'ah, an innovation, that you pronounce the intention with your what? Tongue. لأن النية عمل الإيه. The intention is the act of what? The heart. Look at its technical definition. عزم القلب على فعل الأمر. You resolve in your heart to do a certain deed. Will أو يا إخوة, التلفظ بالنية بدعة في ديننا. That somebody, and we hear a lot of Muslims, once they stand up in the salah, they say, نويت أن أصلي الظهر أربع ركعات حاضرا في مسجد أبي بكر خلف الإمام سو أن سو. هذا لا يصح, هذا عمل. يعني we ask ourselves, لو كان خيرا لسبقونا إليه. If this is something that if it would have been good for us, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, his companions and our righteous predecessors would have done it. ما سمعنا. We never heard We never heard, bring me one single evidence that they actually pronounced the intention with their tongues. We never heard this. مع وجود المقتضى وجود المقتضى يعني there is a need for it. يعني like we said, النية is part of every deed. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الصحيحين من حديث عمر بن الخطاب إنما الأعمال بالنيات. يعني every single act requires an intention. Rather your reward is going to be according to your what? Your نية. ولكل امرئ ما نوى. And you're going to get what you intended. فهذا مقتضى الأمر. There is a need for it. يعني they tell you something very interesting. حين وجود المقتضى وانتفاء المانع. هذا يعني كلام أصوليين. يعني there is a need to say it and there is nothing that should stop the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from pronouncing it. If the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would have, for example, said in front of his companions, the نية with his tongue, would his companions rejected that? Would they have objected that? Absolutely not. So المقتضى موجود. The need for it is there because it's part of every deed. And at the same time, there is nothing, انتفاء الموانع, there is nothing that stops him from making it, from doing it. Yet he did not do it. تركها. He left it. By the way, there is a sunnah. Once we talk about النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, سنة قولية. سنة عملية. عملية. Action. There is something called سنة تركية. تركية. That you leave. Leaving it is a sunnah. Because the Prophet ﷺ did what? Leave it. He did not do it. For you not doing it is what? You're following what? They're following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فإنشاءالله يعني النية محلها القلب. The evidence for ركنية النية في الصيام قول الله تعالى, الله سبحانه وتعالى said وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين. And they were not commanded but to worship Allah sincerely. طيب فين النية في هذا اللفظ؟ في هذه الآية. فين هي النية؟ Where is love the نية؟ يعني the scholars normally use this verse to prove that النية is a requirement, whether it is a rukn, a pillar of the deed, or whether it is a shart, a prerequisite of the deed. Where is the نية here? مخلصين. الإخلاص. طيب, let me ask you a question and I would like you to answer this for me. What is the difference between the niyyah and ikhlas? What is the difference between the intention and sincerity? Any, yes. كلامك جميل بس يعني مش جميل. That's the answer. You got the answer. بس يعني إيه wording it. Yes.
هي القصد هو يعزم الإنسان على فعل شيء. ينوي فعل شيء.
طيب.
الإخلاص في العمل. يعني لما يقوم بالعمل.
نعم. نفس يعني كلامكم صحيح بس تفضل.
الإخلاص يقيد النية يطلق على كل
شيء. آه طيب. عام وخاص, هذا هو الكلام. النية إيه؟ عامة. You could have an intention to kill somebody, right? But why are you killing him? Let's stay away from killing. We should stay away from killing. Okay. You could have an intention to pray. هذه intention. But this does not engage sincerity necessarily. Let me hear you before I give the answer. قال مختار؟ طيب. طيب اسمع كلام ابن رجب الحنبلي. أنا أحب هذا سبحان الله يعني. يقول he says this. تقع النية في كلام العلماء على معنيين. When the scholars speak of the intention, they normally mean two things. Number one, التمييز بين العبادات. You distinguishing between your عبادة. Like when you pray, is it ظهر? Is it عصر? Is it مغرب? تمييز. That you distinguish this salah from this salah. Or when you fast, are you fasting Ramadan? Or are you fasting a voluntary fast? Or are you fasting the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, Yom Arafah? Tamiz al-niyya. When you take a shower, tamiz between al-amal. When you take a shower, are you doing ghusl? Ghusl, ritual bath? Or are you just cleaning up? You understand? That you distinguish between what? The actions, the act. هذه هي النية. هذا المعنى الأول. المعنى الثاني, the second meaning, that you're singling Allah with the act, or you're singling Allah and someone else. وهذا هو الإخلاص. فالنية is عام. النية is more general. It means a lot of things. But al-ikhlas, sincerity, that you are doing this deed for what? Allah. You could pray and your intention is you praying for Allah and at the same time you want the people to see you. هذه نيتك. This is your intention. But if you want to be sincere, then you should pray for who? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إذن النية أعم من الإخلاص. The intention is more يعني generic than الإخلاص. We mentioned the second evidence for the intention being a pillar from a pillar of fasting. حديث عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه في الصحيحين إن تو صحيح إنما الأعمال بالنيات. Your actions are basically based on your intention. Whatever you intended, you will get rewarded or get punished. You will get recompensed. طيب. Once we're talking about fasting, there are four conditions that you must have in that intention. أربع شروط. Four conditions for your intention to fast to be valid. ما هي النية مش همبكة كده وخلاص نية وخلاص. You must what have what? Four conditions. Condition number one, الجزم. What do you mean by الجزم? يعني الجزم? No doubt. You're determined. Tomorrow is Ramadan. The نية. I'm fasting tomorrow. Inshallah, if I'm alive. You cannot say, well, let me see how it goes. You cannot. Actually, if you do this, you already lost. Your niyyah is invalid. The niyyah is invalid. بإتفاق. بإتفاق. The only exception, يا فصيح, is the day of doubt. يوم الشك. The only exception. يوم الشك, the day of doubt. يعني let's say they have not sighted the moon. And tomorrow, today is the 29th of Sha'ban. And they have not sighted the moon. And you had a very long day working. You're so tired, you want to go to sleep. Huh? And you're not going to wake up, but tomorrow. And now you must have the intention. Because once we talk about the intention, it must be done before Fajr. Then you could say this. If tomorrow is Ramadan, I'm fasting. If it is the 30th of Sha'ban, then I'm not fasting. يعني أجازوا هذا. They said it's okay. No. We're coming to Nafil. Wait, the intention is a very important, it's a very interesting subject. And inshallah, I'm really digging deep. I'm going to this. Just hang in there. طيب. وهذا يعني for me to just show you that it's not. وهذا قول ابن تيمية. يقول تصح النية مع التردد فقط في الصيام يوم الشك. Only. But any other day of Ramadan, you must have no doubt about your intention. You must. You cannot say, I will see tomorrow how it goes. هذه النية غير صحيحة. You, but the first condition, I'm going to quiz you about this because this is so important stuff and a lot of Muslims do not know this. The first condition for the intention to fast is what? Al-jazmu, meaning what? You're determined. You have no doubt. Tomorrow I'm fasting. If I am alive. You could place this in there. Inshallah, if I am alive. And if I'm not, يعني, you don't need to go into these details. But al-jazmu, this is number one. Number two, at-ta'een. Pointing out, fasting what? What are you fasting tomorrow? Ramadan. You cannot leave it unrestricted. You cannot say tomorrow I'm fasting. ما ينفع. You're fasting what? But all of this again, we're not what? We're not saying it. All of this is the act of what? Of the heart. All of this. That is why your heart must be engaged. Your heart must be engaged. Ya ikhwa, once you say your intention, it's really a sign of imperfection once it comes to your knowledge of Allah. Because we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in what? In your heart. Yani you saying it as if Allah does not know what you're thinking about. What you are resolving in your heart when you say it. As if you're informing Allah for your deed. Allah knows what you've done already. What you will do already before you do it. Allah knows it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is the act of what? The act of the heart. At-ta'een. So the first one is being determined. The second one is what? Defining. Which fasting are you doing? Comes in number three, which is a very, very important. At-tabiyyit. يعني التبيت. The intention must be done between the sunset and Fajr. A minute after Fajr, too late. Too late. ولنا شاهد حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن حفصة. She said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, من لم يجمع الصيام قبل الفجر فلا صيام له. If you do not have an intention to fast before Fajr, your fasting is invalid. No siyam. يعني بعض العلماء الحديث تحدثوا في هذا الحديث يعني أعلوه وقالوا أنه يصح موقوفا على حفصة. الحديث في سنن الترمذي والسنن الكبرى للإمام النسائي وسنن أبي داود. بس الشيخ الألباني authenticated this hadith, but a lot of the scholars of the hadith, other scholars of the hadith, they said this statement تصح موقوفة على حفصة. يعني they attribute it to who? حفصة, not to the Prophet. But here's the response to this. حفصة cannot make that statement on her own. لأن هذا حكم شرعي. Impossible. ولذلك even if we're gonna deal with it as موقوف as a statement of Hafsa فلها حكم الايه الرفع yet it has to be attributed because of the nature of the statement حكم شرعي الصحابي يا أخوة الصحابي يا إخوة أو أمهات المؤمنين لا يتحدثون في أحكام شرعية من كلامهم they never like Anas سنة يقول لك سنة ها ترغب عن سنة النبي هكذا فعل أبي القاسم this is how Abul Qasim did it they never speak like this like for a companion or for the mother of the believers Hafsa to make that statement impossible to utter that statement from her own self لأن هذا حكم شرعي this is a ruling This is a rule. من لم يجمع الصيام قبل الفجر فلا صوم له. وبعدين نفت الصوم. نفت صحة الصوم. والأصل في النفي. اسمع هذه. By default, any negation, نفي العمل أو نفي صحة العمل. That you're negating the deed. Or negating the correctness of the deed. إن هذا العمل صحيح. When you hear that statement, لا صوم له. لا صلاة له لا حج له ها when you hear that نفي النفي هذا ايه الاصل في النفي عند الفقهاء الاصل في النفي نفي الصحة او نفي العمل نفسه ذات العمل ذات ما فيش صلاة ما يقول لك ايه لا صلاة لمن لا ها طهورة له لا صلاة without طهور You're saying what? No salah. This salah is not valid. Period. Or there is nothing in the Sharia called the salah called salah without what? Without you making wudu. For Hafsa to make that statement is impossible. But I want to remind you that Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, authenticated this hadith. But the majority of the muhaddithin, they have mentioned the illah, and it is chain of narration saying that it is a statement of Hafsa. But we say even if it is a statement of Hafsa, yet Hafsa will not utter that statement on her own. طيب. We said number three. So what was number one? الجزم التعيين التبييت النية لكل يوم على أرجح الأقوال that you must have an intention for each day but the issue is been debated وهو الراجح من كلام أهل العلم يعني يعني some of the scholars الإمام أحمد الحنابلة They said one intention for Ramadan is sufficient. For the whole month. For Ramadan, the month of Ramadan is sufficient. But the majority of the jurists, Abi Hanifa, Shafi'i, and Malik, they say an intention for each day. وقول الجمهور معتبر. And the view of the jurist, the majority of the jurist, is more to the right. Why? Why? Look what look to what of the things that they said. They said this. Okay, if you want to tell me that an intention is sufficient for the whole of Ramadan, well, this person who fasts, he breaks his fast when? At the sunset, فيأتي بما حرم عليه في صومه. He begins doing something that what he could not do with that intention. So he changed the intention to what? Eating. فلا بد أن يحدث نية. He must come with a new intention for the new day to change the condition. You understand? Here is something more very interesting that Imam Shafi'i mentioned himself. He said this. But let me ask you this question. You want to tell me that when intention is good for the whole of Ramadan, what happens if he breaks his fast one day in Ramadan? Will the whole month of Ramadan, will the rest of the days be invalid? But he had one intention. For what? That if he breaks fast one day, he got sick. That means the whole fasting is invalid? Well, you're saying one day for the whole month. Now if you break your fast one day, you're going to have to make a new niyyah. So one niyyah is not sufficient for the whole month. أَصَحُّ الْأَقْوَالِ The most authentic that you must make a niyyah for each day. كُلُّ يَوْمٍ عِبَادَةٌ مُسْتَقِلَّةٌ هذا قول الشافعي. وَلَا يَرْتَبِطُ فَسَادُ بَعْضُهُ بِبَعْضٍ فَسَادُ بَعْضِهِ بِبَعْضٍ يعني if you spoil your fasting one day, it will not affect the fasting the rest of the days. فَلَوْ أَفْسَدَ الصَّائِمُ صِيَامَ يَوْمٍ مِنْ أَيَّامِ رَمَضَانٍ فَهَذَا لَا يُفْسِدُ مَا صَامَهُ مِنَ الشَّهْرِ أَوْ مَا سَيَصُومُ مِنَ الشَّهْرِ وَوُجُوبُ تَبْيِيتِ النِّيَّةِ لِكُلِّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ قَوْلُ أَبُو حَنِيفَةَ وَالشَّافِعِي وَابْنِ الْمُنذِرِ وَرَجَّحَهُ إِبْنُ قُدَامَةَ فِي الْمُغْنِي. This is the view of Abi Hanifa al-Shafi'i Al-Mundir. I think I mistakenly said Malik. Ana la adri. I don't know. I haven't.
I remember last time that you said Imam Malik said.
He also said, but I think I don't know. So I have to go back to my source. I don't know. Do you know what Malik said? Anta tadri ma qala Malik? Anta tadri ra'i Malik fi hadha al-kalam? طيب. حد يعرف رأي مالك في هذا الكلام؟ لا, but I'm asking, anybody knows the view of الإمام مالك in this issue? لا أحد؟ طيب. طيب, two benefits here quickly. الفائدة الأولى. Listen carefully this. نقض النية. أثناء الصوم يفسد الصوم وإن لم تأتي بمفسدات الصوم. فهمين هذا الكلام ولا لا؟ During the course of the day got really hot. You're so thirsty. Inside you, you said, I'm going to drink. خلاص, your fasting is invalid. Even if you did not drink. لأنه أتى بنقيض. I know some of you will be tackled by this, but this is something that is there. Because he came with the contrary of the pillar, which is the opposite of النية. Huh? Fadda. لا حديث, we're not talking about hadith النفس, we're not talking about the whispers of shaitan here. We're talking about a, remember once we talked about النية, العزم, huh? We're not talking about shaitan trying to whisper to your ear saying break your fast. We're not talking about that. Hadith النفس ووسوسة الشيطان, we are not talking about. We're talking about something in your heart that you actually determined to break. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about this, inshallah. The second benefit here, اسمع, تتحقق النية للصوم based on the conditions that I mentioned. The نية, the intention to fast, will be fulfilled by waking up for suhoor at night. خلاص. If you don't want to go through all that stuff, if you don't want to bother about all of this, تصحروا فإن في السحور بركة. Because subhanAllah, هذا الدين يا إخوة الله سبحانAllah was meant for the person. يعني here we are, we're sitting and we're talking about this. A lot of tons of Muslims, millions of Muslims do not know that stuff. But yet the Shara giving them what? Something that what? Substitute that sitting and learning and having this. You wake up for سحور at night. خلاص. You have fulfilled all of the requirements of the niyyah. خلاص, it's over. You're waking up. يقول لك إيه أهو. شوف. تتحقق النية للصوم على الوصف المتقدم بالقيام للسحور وتناول الطعام والشراب في أي وقت من الليل، لا سيما إن لم يكن هذا من عادته. You fulfill all the requirements for the niyyah by waking up at night and eating sahur. And subhanallah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he talked about sahur, he said, even if sharbat ma, a drink of water, even if it is a date. And he said, barakah. وفي حديث ابن عمر ابن عمر عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما he said فصل صيامنا من صيام أهل الكتاب الإيه أكلة السحر أو أكلة السحور. The one thing that distinguishes our fasting from the fasting of the people of the book is what? السحور. That you eat السحور. You waking up for this, you don't have to go through all of this. You have fulfilled. And it is sufficient, especially if the person is not used to doing so. We come to your issue. صوم النافلة. The voluntary fast. We said fasting, whether it is mandatory, whether it is what? Voluntary. We said that the intention before Fajr is a requirement, is a pillar for the mandatory fast, and we're given the evidence for this. What about voluntary fast? What about the voluntary fast? Is it a requirement? Is it a pillar or not? No, خلاص. خلصت. طب اسمع هذا. They you said no easy like this. طيب. Understand this. We have two hadith regarding the issue. الحديث المتقدم اللي هو بتاع مين؟ حديث من؟ ها؟ حفصة. اللي هي من لم يجمع الصيام قبل الفجر فلا صوم. This hadith does not talk about voluntary or mandatory, right? الصيام. كل الصيام, correct? This hadith does not indicate that it's Ramadan fasting or not. Does it? Huh? The Prophet said, whoever does not have an intention for the fasting, any fasting, mandatory or voluntary, before Fajr, then his fasting is what? Is invalid. So هذا هو الحديث الأول. We have another hadith, حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها في صحيح مسلم. What is the hadith? قالت عائشة, عائشة رضي الله عنها said, دخل علي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم entered into my house one day. فقال, he said صلى الله عليه وسلم, هل عندكم من شيء? Do you have something to eat? فقلت لا. I said no. Imagine this, the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم doesn't have any food. الله أكبر. يعني سبحان الله, والله فتحت علينا الدنيا. بالله عليك, enter the house of a Muslim now. At least three cupboards. Munchin, cereals, all types, snacks. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, من شيء. هل عندكم هي? من. مش هل عندكم شيء. هل عندكم من. أي شيء يقال له شيء. They have anything. لا. Did he get upset? Did he get angry? لا. صلى الله عليه وسلم said what? إني إذن صائم. I will fast. اصبر يا فصيح الدين, اصبر اصبر, خلينا نخلص المسألة وبعدين يبقى اسأل. أصل حبل الأفكار إيه شغال دلوقتي, اصبر كده شوي. ثم أتانا يوما آخر. There is a completion to this hadith. Then he came to me another day. فقلنا يا رسول الله, I said to him, فقلت يا رسول الله, I said to him, O Messenger of Allah, أهدي لنا اليوم حيث, حيث type of food. Somebody giving us something type of food, هدية. لأن النبي لا يقبل الإيه؟ The Prophet does not accept what? صدقة. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would accept what? هدية. So she said what? We were given a gift today, type of food called حيث. Or حيثٌ. فقال أرينيه. He said to her, صلى الله عليه وسلم, show it to me. فلقد أصبحت صائما. Today I intended to fast. فأفطر. Then he broke his fast. You see the issue here? You said no or yes, right? شوف. معضلة, يعني حديثين معضلة. They go what? Head to head. بسبب عدم التعيين في حديث حفصة. تعرف لو حديث حفصة ذكر في رمضان, if the حديث of حفصة, رمضان was mentioned, end of story. End of story. الجمع بين الحديثين, هذا صوم الفريضة وهذا صوم النافلة. خلاص. To reconcile the two, hadith Hafsa deals with the fasting that is mandatory. Hadith Aisha deals with the fasting that is what? Voluntary. If you're fasting a mandatory fast, you cannot break, which is Ramadan, you cannot break your fast. If you're fasting a voluntary fast, you can what? Break your fast. Now we have two groups. The first group dealt with the two hadith this way. سلك الجمهور وهو مذهب الجمهور. يعني the majority of the jurists they actually said you could have a niyyah, an intention during the day for the after fajr for the voluntary fast. سلك الجمهور, the majority of the jurists, مسلك الجمع بين الحديثين. They basically حملوا حديث حفصة, the hadith of حفصة dealt with the mandatory صوم رمضان, حديث عائشة dealt with the voluntary, which is any other fasting, and they supported their view because a lot of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم understood the two hadith this way. Amongst them is Ibn Mas'ud وابن عباس وأبو أيوب الأنصاري وأبو الدرداء وأبو طلحة وأذرز. يعني there are other names there that they actually أنشأوا. They said this, ثبت عنهم, it was authenticated that they started voluntary fast during the day, during the course of the day. أنشأوا صوم التطوع, or نية صوم التطوع, من النهار, during the course of the day. But the other basically view amongst them is Ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar. And Abdullah ibn Umar is the narrator of Hadith Hafs. If you look at the chain of narration, Ibn Umar an Hafs. فهيز the narrator of إيه؟ من لم يجمع الصيام قبل الفجر فلا صوم له. He's the one who narrated this hadith. We have also Ibn Hazm والإمام الشوكاني وداود الظاهري والمزني وهو شافعي. الإمام المزني شافعي. He's from the school of الشافعي. And they dealt with حديث حفصة. They said حديث حفصة is sufficient. طيب, what is in حديث حفصة that is sufficient? That you must have an intention for voluntary fast before Fajr. What's in this hadith? Anyone knows what's in this hadith? Huh? What? What's in hadith Hafsa that states that you must have an intention for voluntary fast? Hadith Hafsa does not distinguish voluntary from mandatory. But there is something there. أيوة. طيب, where is the evidence here? Huh? طيب اسمع هذه، عند الفقهاء أو الأصوليين النكرة في سياق النفي تفيد العموم والشمول. If there is a noun that is نكرة، نكرة يعني بالإنجليزي ها؟ indefinite. Definite. نكرة. Indefinite. Indefinite. It does not have the. The in Arabic, which is al. If you negate it, indefinite noun. Negate it, that means everything. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من لم يجمع الصيام قبل الفجر فلا، هو هذا النفي، لا النفي، صوم. الصوم here definite or indefinite؟ Indefinite. فلا صوم له. That means what? Any fasting. فهمتوا؟ You understood why they فلا صوم. تفضل. لا الثانية اللي جاء فيها النفي. الأولى ما فيهاش نفي. اللي هي من لم يجمع الصيام، الصيام بعمومه، الصيام يعني بعمومه، فلا صوم له. The word صوم here being indefinite and it is negated, that means any fasting. And based on this, they built their view. فصاحب فقه السنة he says this، وكلا المذهبين يحتمل الترجيح لوجود الأدلة. And both views are supported. والأحوط. And to be in the safe side, you try to have an intention before Fajr. But if you end up with fasting, a voluntary fast, while you initiated the intention during the course of the day, your fasting is valid. But الأحوط, to be in the safe side, you should do it. Another issue here, because I'm just looking at the watch, mashallah, the time run away so quickly. هل يجوز لمن دخل في صيام التطوع الفطر؟ Someone who said, today is Monday, I want to fast Monday, voluntary. And then at noon, you know what? I'm going to break fast. Can he do this?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes,
yes or no?
Yes.
طيب. من المستحب. It is recommended. If a person initiates a fast, that he complete his fasting. We're talking about voluntary fast. That he completes his fasting. But he, if he breaks his fasting, لا إثم عليه. There is no sin on this person. وبه قال الشافعي وأحمد. And this is the view of الإمام الشافعي and أحمد. واحتجوا بحديث أبي الدرداء مع سلمان. أبي الدرداء and سلمان. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم put them together. And أبو الدرداء used to fast what? Every day, to the extent that his wife was complaining because of his fasting, he's not taking care of her. فسيدنا سلمان رضي الله عنه, one day he said to him, can I eat? So he got him food and he asked him, والحديث في البخاري, he asked him, why you're not eating يا أبا الدرداء? He said, because I'm fasting. He said, كل معي, eat with me. أبو الدرداء, because Salman insisted, he ate with him. And then later on, they reported the whole matter to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Salman said to him, إِنَّ لِبَدَنِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٍّ وَإِنَّ لِأَهْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٍّ. يعني, your family has a right upon you. Your body has a right upon you. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later on said to Salman, said to Abu Darda, Salmanu, huh? أفقه منك. سلمان has more fiqh than you. Here is a shahid. ولم يأمره بالقضاء. And he did not ask him to make up the day. وهذا نص في جواز الإفطار بعد إجماع الصيام And this hadith is sufficient to simply prove that a person who initiated a voluntary fast, he could break his fast during the course of the day without having to make up the days. وَبِهِ قَالَ وَقَدْ ثَبَتَ هَذَا عَنْ إِبْنُ عَبَّاسِ وَابْنُ مَسْعُودِ وَجَابِرْ بِأَسَانِيدٍ صَحِيحَةٍ. And there is more than one account about Jabir ibn Abdullah, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Abbas doing this in both Musannaf Abdul Razzaq وَسُنَنْ الْإِمَامِ الْبَيْهَقِي. But, here it is, وَذَهَبَ أَبُو حَنِيفَةَ وَمَالِكَ. Abu Hanifa and Malik, they actually have a different view. They said whoever initiates a voluntary fast and then he breaks his fast, there is no sin on him. But he has to do what? He has to make it up. هذا رأيه. وَاحْتَجُّوا بِمَا رُوِيَ عَنْ عَائِشَةَ. But they used a weak hadith. Hadith في سنن الإمام الترمذي والنسائي السنن الكبرى. Basically, رُوِيَ عَنْ عَائِشَةَ أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ قَالَ لَهَا وَلِحَفْصَةَ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to her and to حفصة, لَمَّا كَانَتَ صَائِمَتَيْنِ, when they were fasting, فَأَكَلَتَ, and they ate, he said to them, اِقْضِيَ يَوْمًا آخَرَ مَكَانَهُ, make up a day instead of this day. لكن هذا الحديث لا يصح. It is a weak hadith. The last issue regarding voluntary fast, a wife cannot observe voluntary fast while her husband is present with her without the permission of her husband. And we have hadith في الصحيحين, hadith أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا تصوم المرأة وبعلها شاهد إلا بإذنه. A wife cannot fast while her husband is at home with her without his permission. فإن كان زوجها غائبا, if her husband is absent, فصومها صحيح, and she fasts, her fasting is valid وجائز and permissible بلا خلاف, without any dispute regarding the issue, because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم خصص. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم basically placed a particular condition, which is the husband is what? Is present. That means if the husband is present, if the husband is absent, خلاص. وبهذا قال النووي رحمه الله في المجموع. So that's pillar number one. Very quickly, inshallah, just without going into details, the types of the voluntary fast, the 6 days of Shawwal, fasting in the month of Al-Muharram, as many days as you want, and for sure the 9th and the 10th, because these are the days of Ashura, fasting as many days as possible in the month of Sha'ban, but you singling out the 15th of Sha'ban with a fasting is a bid'ah. You should not fast 2 days before Ramadan at the end of the month of Sha'ban, unless if this is something that you're used to do, but for sure it is not permissible to fast the day of doubt. The 9th of Dhul Hijjah, which is the day of Arafah, fasting Mondays and Thursdays, fasting 3 days out of the month in general, any 3 days out of the month, in particular, the 3 days, the 13th, the 14th, and 15th, all of these are voluntary fast. The last one is the fasting of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, which is what? Off on. صيام يوم وفطر يوم. You fast one day and you break fast one day. وهذا أفضل الصيام. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the best of fasting is the fasting of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. He used to fast one day and break fast another day. The days that we are not allowed to fast, الأيام المنهي عن صيامها, the days of Eid, the 2 days of Eid, the days of Tashriq, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th of what? Of Dhul Hijjah. Fasting Friday in particular, you singling out Friday with a fast. Unless if it falls in the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, or you fast one day and one day on, unless if you use it. But you come and say, okay, I'm fasting Friday, there is a banning. Fasting the days of the day of doubt in Sha'ban, fasting continuously, Siyam al-Dahri, fasting Rajab. A lot of Muslims, they think that you should fast. There is a blessing in fasting the month of Rajab. يعني حتى يعني في مصر عندنا كان عندنا يقول لك ولا يعجبهم العجب ولا للصيام في إيه يعني شوف حتى سبحان الله البدع got encrypted into the sayings ولا الصيام في رجب يعني for them الصيام في رجب is what is granted but لا يصح there is nothing that says that you should fast the month of Rajab or you should increase in fasting in the, nothing whatsoever but if you're used to fasting Mondays and Thursdays خلاص In the month of Rajab, you could do this. If you're used to fasting the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, khalas, you could fast this. It is also, but al-amr fihi nazar regarding fasting Saturdays, there is dislike that you single out Saturday with fasting because this is a day of the second pillar of fasting is abstaining from the things that will invalidate your fast, that includes eating, drinking, while you are aware, remembering, and wanting to. This is important. These are three restrictions. Al-aklu wa-shurbu wal-jima' ma'al-ilmi wal-irada wa-adam al-nisyan. Because whoever eats out of forgetfulness, ma yufsid sawm. But you knowing that you're eating, you remembering that you're eating, and you wanting to eat, somebody opens your mouth and places food in your this does not invalidate your fast. So with the intention, wanting to eat, wanting to drink, knowing that this invalidates your fast, and also not being forgetful. Of course, this has to happen, occurs from Fajr till the sun sets. Ya ikhwa, there is nothing in our Sharia that says waqtul iftar wa waqtul al-imsak. All these things, حتى يعني في مصر الزمان أنا أتذكر, I remember, كان يقول لك مدفع الإفطار, and we would not eat until what? وصلوا عندكم مدفع الإفطار هذا, the canon of a canon, you know, and then everybody can eat. ما في الشرع. العبرة بالإيه؟ بالشمس. You see the sun setting, you eat. وبرضو a lot of people they have to hear what? حتى لو ما فيش أذان, he goes someplace and to hear what? The adhan, in order for him to break the fast. لا. العبرة بغروب الشمس. When the sun sets, then you break your fast. You don't have to hear adhan. If you are, for example, in the desert, and there is no masjid around you, nobody is calling the adhan, do you have to wait until you hear the adhan to eat? لا ينفع. By the you see the sun setting, خلاص, you eat. There is no need for this. If a person eats, drinks, thinking that the sun has set, and later on he discovered that the sun did not set, and this issue actually happened at the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu an, and also at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the issue is debatable between the scholars, ولكن الراجح, يعني other scholars said this person makes up the day, he's not sinful, he's not at fault, but he makes up the day. But الراجح, the most or the closest to the truth, the closest to the right thing here, is the person does not have to make up this day. And we have an author, عن زيد بن وهب رحمه الله, a predecessor, في مصنف ابن أبي شيبة, he said, أفطر الناس في زمان عمر بن الخطاب. The people broke their fast at the time of عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه, during the reign of عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. And they basically, سيدنا عمر brought them food out of the house of حفصة that day. فشربوا. And by all of a sudden, the sun came out. They saw the sun coming out. They thought what? There was a cloud, and they thought the sun what? Has set. The sun came down. فَكَأَنَّ ذَٰلِكَ شَقَّ عَلَى النَّاسِ. The people felt so bad about it. فَقَالُوا, they said, نَقْضِي هَذَا الْيَوْمِ, we will make up this day. فَقَالَ عُمَرُ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, he said, why? وَاللَّهِ مَا تَجَانَفْنَا لِإِثْمٍ, we did not intend to violate our fast. And again, the issue, a lot of the scholars, they said, the person is not sinful, but he has to make up this day. وهذا ما أدين الله به بالرغم من هذا الأثر بتاع عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه, that this person should make up the day afterwards. طيب, one last thing. Somebody who's flying in the air, he cannot say, okay, I'm flying over Denver and the sun sets in Denver at this time. He breaks his fast. If he is fasting when he sees what? The sun setting. Al-ibra bil-shams, not by the time of Denver. With this, inshallah, we have covered the pillars of fasting, which is the two pillars, al-niyyah wal-imsak. Tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to have a lecture about fiqh al-sawm instead of the salah, so that we can finish, inshallah. We want to talk about the manners of fasting. We want to talk about the things that invalidate your fasting, the things that dislike to do when you're fasting, the things that you're permitted to do while you're fasting. We want to cover those four issues tomorrow, inshallah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.